You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let's turn to verse 1 and 2 again.
约翰福音第十七章在这里，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说：“父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有血气的人，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人。”Verse
1 and 2 of chapter 17. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son might glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all of those you have given him." Verse 1 talked about glory.
他说,父啊,你荣耀我。
He said, "Father, you glorify me."
让我能够荣耀你。
Therefore, I might glorify you.
第二节就提到一件很有意思的事情。
And verse 2 mentions something very interesting.
从荣耀就提到权柄。
From glory, he developed into authority.
正如你曾赐给他权柄。
Just like you have given him power.
圣经告诉我们说，上帝为人类创造了三种不同的体制。
The Bible said the God had created the three kinds of institutions.
我们从圣经里面很清楚看见这三样东西跟我们人类有极密切和直接的关系。
We can see how they are intimately related with human.
家庭是神所设立的，让人进入的一种体制。
Yes, family is the fundamental institution.
教会也是神所设立在地上的一种体制。
Church is also established by God to exist on this world.
第三种，很多人不太了解、不太注意到，其实地上的国家也是上帝所设立的一种为人的体制。Thirdly,
country or nations are also established by the Lord to exist on this earth.
这三样东西都跟权柄有关系。All
of these three have to do with authority.
我们知道国家跟权柄有关系。Clearly,
a country, a nation must have power.
但是今天在神所设立的家里面也跟权柄有关系。
Yes, indeed. Even in a family, in a small unit like a family, it is related with authority.
在教会里面也不能不提到权柄。
Even in a church, we have to mention authority.
今天我们发现国和家出了许多的问题。
We realize problems exist in a country and also in among many families.
因为今天在地上的人误用了这个权柄，滥用了权柄。
Because people in this earth have misused the authority.
所以今天在国和家里面不能看见弟兄姊妹，不能看见上帝的荣耀。
Because in this world, in the nations and in the families, they cannot see the glory of God.
如果国和家是上帝所设立，
if the family and the nations are established by the God,
就应该在国和家的上面看见上帝的作为和荣耀。
Therefore, the God's behavior and the God's glory should be manifested in the nations and in families.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常严重的一件事情。
This is a very serious matter.
今天我们在国和家，我们看不见上帝的作为。
In nations and in families, we cannot see Lord.
那么请问， 今天在教会里面如何？
Now what about in churches?
今天在教会里面我们可以看到上帝的荣耀吗？
Can we see the glory of God in churches?
圣经里面告诉我们说，当人进到圣殿里面，当人进到教会里面来的时候，他们看见弟兄姊妹的敬拜，他们就说，神在他们的中间。
As Bible says, when people enter the church, as when they see the disciples and the Christians are worshiping the Lord, they will see the glory of God.
他们看见神在他们中间的意思就是说，他们看见上帝的荣耀。
When they see the Lord, that God is among them, that means they see the glory of God.
主耶稣在这里给我们一个很重要的一个提醒，上帝的荣耀和上帝的权柄有直接的关系。
Here he reminded us very clearly that the Lord's glory and the Lord's authority are related.
所以当他第二节讲到权柄的时候，
So on the second verse, when he talked about authority,
我们在这里看到他很深入地给我们看到一个很重要的一件事情。
So here he clearly indicated one very important thing.
这个重要的事情是什么呢？
What is it?
当我们提到权柄的时候
When we mention about authority,
不要单注重量，要注重值。
We don't just go with quantity, but we also should go with quality.
权柄的危险，体制的问题，常常只是因为我们注意外表。
The risk of authority and the problem with institution is because we often pay too much attention to outward appearances.
我们过分的注意外表的大。过分注意外表的这一个现象
，We very often pay over attention to the quantity, to the vastness of some.
几个月以前，我看到一个笑话，我心里面有一个很深的提醒。
A few weeks ago, I came across a joke, and that formed a good reminder to me.
说有一个刚刚开业的律师。
And talked about a lawyer. He just opened his company.
他刚刚开他的办公室。
He just opened his door, his office.
他第一天上班的时候。
His first day to come to work.
他就发现有人找上门来了。
Then there's someone come to visit him.
他看见那个人进来。
When the person came in.
那么要表示他第一天这个做这个律师业务的开业生意很兴隆。
And he wanted to show off to say.That I have made much business to take care of.
所以那个人进来的时候，他就示意，就请他坐在他办公室的一个椅子上。
So when a visitor walks through the door, he pointed that individual to sit on the chair.
然后他一面就拿起电话来，在电话里面很热切的在讲话。
Then he picked up his telephone and pretended he was talking to the telephone.
那么在电话里面谈论许许多多关于他业务的事情。
He talked, pretended to talk many things about business, about his practice.
那么几分钟以后，他就把电话放下。
Minutes later, he put down his phone.
他就对着这个陌生人说。
He turned to the stranger.
他说 ，What can I do for you, sir? 他说，我可以为你做什么呢
？What can I do for you, sir?
那个人陌生人就对这个律师说。
Then the stranger, talked to the lawyer. Said,
他说，我是电话公司派来替你们的新办公室接电话的那个人。
I'm the telephone man here to hook up the phone for you, sir.
每一次我想到这个笑话。
Every time when I came across this joke,
我心里面有一种说不出来的一种酸酸的感觉。
I have an indescribable feeling in my heart.
当然，这可以当一个很市井这个流行的一个笑话来看，我们觉得没有什么。
Maybe you treat it as a joke. It's nothing. It happens every day.
但是我有个很深的一个感受。
But then I was deeply troubled by.
给我一个很强烈的一个提醒
，Give me a very strong reminder.
我们今天都过分的在爱面子。
We over concern about our face.
我们常常以为外面那些东西会给人有一种很了不起对我们的一种印象。
And maybe the outward appearances will give you a good face.
如果讲外表
，If we just talking about how you look,
耶稣的权柄是很大的。
Yes, indeed, the Lord Jesus has much authority.
神赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的人
because he was given the power to rule over all the creation.
如果讲到范围的话，他的权柄是海陆空三军的大统帅
And he is indeed the commander of all three military branches.
那么在这个地方，我们看见不只是他的范围，权柄的范围是那样的大。
Not only what he rules over is vast,
但是主耶稣在这里提醒我们一件事情。
But Lord here reminded us very important.
他接着向天父祷告。
Then he prayed to Father,
让那个记载他祷告的门徒能够被提醒。
So that those people, his disciples recording this prayer, can be reminded.
我以前曾经提到一件事情。
And often mention one thing.
有很多人对我有一些建议。
And many had come to me to suggest.
不好意思，直接跟我讲。
And they prefer not to talk to me directly.
他们就跟我谈话，谈完以后，他说：“哎，李牧师，我们祷告吧，我们一起祷告。”
And often he would come to me and says, "Pastor Lee, let us pray."
那么，祷告里面，他就把他心里面的话都讲出来。
So during the praying, and he would mention everything he had in his heart.
他说：“主耶稣啊。”
He said, Lord,
这个李牧师实在是很好。
Pastor Lee is indeed a good pastor.
我知道后面他有话要讲。
And my ears pricked up because I know what's going to follow.
他说李牧师最近我觉得他好像这个不太准时来上班。
And it seems to me that he has come to work late.
主啊，你是管理时间的主。
Lord, you are the one who controls time.
哎呀，我求你让我们的同工，我们的牧师，哎呀，能够准时上班。
So please help our pastor to come to work on time.
主啊，我们都有软弱，所以牧师也有软弱，求你帮助他。
And we all have weaknesses, and so is our pastor. So help.
所以有的时候我跟这样的人祷告了一半，我说不要祷告了，起来有话先讲清楚。
And usually I would interrupt him and ask him, "Hey, just tell me straight."
但是等我看完这个祷告以后。
But after I have read through this prayer,
我发现那个人不错，那个人其实跟耶稣一样。
Because he had done something very similar to what Jesus was trying to do here.
难道耶稣不知道什么是永生吗？
Well, Jesus, of course, he knows what eternal life is.
你看第三节，他给永生下定义。
And here, in verse 3, he's given a definition about eternal life.
他好像跟上帝讲，这个就是永生哦，是怎么怎么怎么啊，好像跟上帝讲一样。
It's like he was teaching his father what the eternal life means.
很明显的，他不是像上帝讲的，这句话是告诉旁边听到他祷告那些人说的。
Clearly, he stated so is for the sake of the disciples.
所以在这个地方，我们看见他讲到权柄的时候。
So here, when he talked about authority,
不是单单提到那个权柄的范围、权柄的外表、权柄的那个量而说的。
So he did not stop just talking about the outward circumstances or the quantity of authority.
他在这里提到他权柄的本质。
He also talking about the true meaning of authority.
将永生赐给神所赏给他的人。
Because he give eternal life to all of those you have given him.
让我在这里举一个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple example.
我们知道今天这个世界充满许多的问题。
We know this world is full of problems.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该常常问我们一个问题。
And brothers and sisters, we should often ask ourselves a question.
在那么多的问题里面，今天这个教会存在在这里，它的意义和目的是什么？
What is, among all the question is, what is the purpose of existence of this church here on earth today?
在这个地方，在这个时代，这个教会我们能够为主做什么？
In this time, in this place,What can we do for the Lord?
有人说是的，我们要像施洗约翰一样站起来斥责这个世代，责备这个世代的罪恶。
Yes, indeed, we should be like the John the Baptist. He can stand up and rebuke the evil of this world.
但是在约翰福音十七章第二节，主耶稣给我们一个提醒。
And here in verse 2, the Jesus has reminded us.
斥责罪恶是一种权柄，没有错。
Yes, indeed, to rebuke evil is an authority.
但是上帝要我们有另外一个 option, 另外一种的权柄提醒我们是什么呢？
But he has another option, he reminded us here.
斥责黑暗需要权柄。
Yes, indeed, to rebuke darkness, you need authority.
但是我们另外一种的权柄是在黑暗里面点灯。
Another authority is to be able to light up a light.In the darkness.
今天我们要在这个地上显出上帝公义的权柄来。
Here we should manifest the authority of the Lord on this earth.
不是借着消极的责备和拆毁。
We should not be limited just to rebuke and to blame.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把永生赐给上帝所赐给的人。
Moreover, we should give eternal life.To those that God have chosen.
哥林多后书十三章十节里面有一句话非常重要。保罗解释权柄的时候，他说：“属灵的权柄不是败坏人，乃是建造人。”
On the Second Corinthians chapter 13 verse 10 says, "Here the authority is not just to blame people, but to build up."
换句话说，保罗在那里提醒我们说，今天我们在教会，在这个时代，在这个世界，我们应该有的权柄是建设性的，不是破坏性。
So our authority here on this earth is to be constructive, not just to blame or to destruct.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，赐给永生是今天教会能够在这个时代。真正治本解决这个世界问题的一个方法。
Dear brothers and sisters, a church here on earth today can give eternal life That's a given of a permanent cure of problems of this earth.
我曾经在这里说过，我们用鱼来帮助穷人，不如教穷人怎么样钓鱼。
Indeed, I have spoken about this. To give some poor person some fishes to eat is not as important as you teach him how to fish himself.
我觉得这一句话虽然简单，却值得我们好好的思想，检讨整个教会存在的意义，整个教会节目活动的内容。
It may sound simple, but it's so profound. We should deeply thinking about and how it would influence and guide our purpose and our activities here.
原来我再说一遍，这个世界问题太复杂，太多了。
Let me say it again. Indeed, there are much problems in this world.
我们要让教会在这样一个充满问题的世界里面彰显神的荣耀，用什么方式呢？
How do we make sure a church to live in this kind of world to glorify God?
这里告诉我们非常重要是接着把永生带到这个世界来解决这个世界的问题。
Here it says very clearly is to give the world the eternal life.That will give the permanent solution of all the problems.
昨天早上，张子华牧师在我们中间，给我们一个非常发人深省的提醒。
Yesterday morning, Reverend Zhang gave us a very profound reminder.
他在讲的时候，这件事情一直昨天到昨天深夜，在我里面都有很深很深的回响。
What he said had reminded me and had caused me to get into deep thinking for the rest of the day.
他说我们基督徒唱。岂可空手回天家？已经唱了好多年。
He said, "We Christians have seen the hymn of, 'How can I return to the heaven empty-handed?' for many years."
他说我们唱了那么多年，每一次唱里面都有感动，里面都有感觉。
Every time when we sing this the hymn, we were moved.
但是为什么一直到今天，我们还是两手空空，乏善可陈？
Why is it then after we sing the song for so many times?We still feel our hands are empty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我十分相信
I firmly believe
上帝拯救你我有他神圣的目的
There is a holy purpose for the Lord to save you and me.
我常常这样讲
I often said so.
待会儿到这个十一点半的时候，我们有十二位弟兄姊妹要受洗归入使得主的名下。
11:30 today, there will be 12 brothers and sisters to be baptized today.
但是弟兄姊妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
为什么上帝还留他们在地上呢？
Then why would the Lord still leave them on this earth today?
今天我们这些蒙拯救的人
Today we here are saved.
到底神在我们每一个人身上的目的是什么？
What are the purpose of the Lord have?
我在每一年的第一个主日
On every first Sunday of each year,
我鼓励弟兄姊妹写一个心愿表。
I have encouraged all of you to write down a card of your devotion for that year.
我不只是鼓励弟兄姊妹写。
Not only I encourage you to do so,
我自己也希望能够有榜样。
I do it myself as well.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这些牧师在台上讲而没有榜样，这不是真的权柄。
If we only preach but not practice, this is not a good example.
我在神面前提醒我
I remind myself in front of the Lord
我要在这一年的时间里面要带多少人接受耶稣信耶稣
How many do I want to lead to the Lord throughout this year?
弟兄姊妹数目是不重要
Maybe quantity is not that important
你写一个你写十二个你写三百六十五个都不是最重要的事情
It's not important whether you write down 1 or 12 or 365
但是我们必须要问我们自己
But we must ask ourselves
我们这些有永生的人
We who has eternal life here,
我们怎么样把我们所有的分给别人
？How do we then share what we have with others?
我不问你过去一年。
I do not ask you about your last year.
我问你从水池里面上来那一天开始，一直到今天。
I ask you about the time, the day that when you raised from the baptismal tub.
神用你。带了几个人，神用你带了几个人信耶稣。
Through you, because of God, how many have you brought to the Lord?
你带了几个人信耶稣
？How many people?
我心里面问我自己，我也替教会问主。
I ask myself, and I also ask the Lord for this church.
我说，到底我们有多少人，在过去我们的信仰的经验里面，曾经带过一个人，带过一个人信耶稣？
And how many of us has even brought just one person to the Lord?
这是属灵的权柄。
This is the spiritual authority.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么教会的活动都可以停止。
We can stop all kinds of activities of a church.
但是我们要今天早上问我们自己。
But we have to ask ourselves one deep question.
上帝要得着荣耀。
It is for the Lord to receive glory.
借着他赐给我们权柄来彰显他的荣耀。
Through the authority he invested on us, we can extend his authority.
我没有时间继续再讲。
Because of time,
我希望下个礼拜能够跟弟兄姊妹一起思想第三节到底永生的意义是什么。
Next week we're going to study.Through chapter, through verse 3, what's the meaning of eternal life?
因为主耶稣要门徒知道什么是永生。
Because the Lord wants his disciple to understand the meaning of eternal life.
主耶稣也要门徒知道他们有没有永生。
He also wanted his disciple to truly understand whether they have eternal life or not.
让我们因着主在这一篇祷告里面给我们的提醒。
Through the prayer that Jesus prayed here,
让我们知道怎么样荣耀主。
So we are reminded and to know how to glorify our Father.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.